Barrow interviewing Sarah Kunaknana about her house at Prudhoe Bay. 14 July 1981. Yeah, okay, it's all right now.
19 or 18 to 19 18 around 18 or 19.
And how old was Margaret?
20 years. I'm the oldest. 20 years. Yeah. 21 years.
20 or 21.
And did Margaret live with you the whole time that you were in Prudhoe Bay, or did she leave earlier?
Even
after she got married, she stayed with her family. But then she went back and forth to her family.
And how old was she when she got married?
How old was she?
21.
They got a record at the church.
And after Margaret was married, did she and her husband stay with the Pausana family at Prudhoe Bay, or did Margaret go and live somewhere else?
She said they were not to visit her in-laws at Flaxman Island, but they also came back to Prudhoe Bay.
Brownlow Point.
And so Margaret and her husband lived at Brownlow Point, but went back to Prudhoe to visit.
No, they went to Brownlow Point to visit.
But they stayed with the Pausana family at Prudhoe Bay. Where did Mark die?
In Fairbanks.
They had an emergency to go from here to Barrow and then to Fairbanks, and that's
He was hemorrhaging, top officer, and he died in Fairbanks.
But he was living here in Barrow.
No, he was at Nooksit. He got sick at Nooksit.
That's
how come they put him on emergency.
Yes, of course. And when was that? What year?
I don't remember.
1974. March.
And where and when did Margaret die?
She died here.
And when?
1949.
And your father, where did he die?
Here
in Barrow.
Same month, my sister and my father.
And do you remember when your mother died? What year?
1947. Just eat big book up there.
She's buried at Ikpik Bagruva.
Yeah. And when did David die?
By mounting up there on Ikpik River.
Yeah. When? What year?
1942.
Ah, after you left Putu, you went from Umiat, from Ukpikpuk River to Putu. Where did you go from Putu?
Putu Minu, Allah of the Simmer Road.
Do you have any coffee?
Ukpikpuk.
They left from Putu to Ukpikpuk. When they left Putu. 19, what Putu Minu, how long ago?
1940, 41.
They left Putu at 1941.
And how long did you stay at Ikpikpuk?
Ikpikpuk Miyagla Nasi. How long to find
her? 2 years. 2 years, girl.
They stayed up there 2 years.
Or 3 years.
2 or 3 years.
And then?
As is to mean Ikpikpuk mean Allah of the Simus.
1947. Okay, to 1973,
they moved to Barrow 1947 and moved to Nursik 1973.
School of Kumbushitamani is looking at the town in the
I'm glad for that.
So after you, well, you when you were in Prudhoe Bay, you went to Flaxman Island for a year.
Flaxman Island, you're going on the road?
No, I'm on a journey across, up there.
Yeah, beyond Flaxman Island.
What does it mean? You're
going on the road?
No, yeah. Okay, that's right.
She said they stayed not too far from Flaxman Island in that direction. For 1 year.
For one year.
As 1 year ago, Karota. Sabi Owen, it is running on Kitrikuta.
They spent another winter at Sabi Owen near the mountains.
Ah, yes. And what is the name of the place near the mountains where they live?
Savirvi.
You write that, please. A little bit difficult.
S-A-V-I-U-G-V-I. And this is near the mountains.
Thank you. And is this site the same that your father and Joe used when they were trapping?
Yeah, they went back and forth to Prudhoe Bay.
Yeah, and from the same place.
So we all make a car at our time going to Hota. Prudhoe Bay, we go to Arna.
She said after they spent a year there, they never went anywhere else.
That's a good idea. And how old were you when you moved from Prudhoe to Flaxman?
When I didn't go up to that, I went up to Tlaxman, I went to Flaxman Island. I
went to the island.
But never.
What, where?
And how old were you when you moved from Prudhoe Bay to Ukpikpuk River by Umiat?
They went to Ukpikpuk at 1942. So she was born
1943.
I see 44, 45, 46. They stayed up there till 1946. She had already a little girl.
And your husband then lived with you and your father at Prudhoe Bay?
No,
After she got married, they went up to Ukpikpuk River.
And your father went from Ukpikpuk River also to Putu?
Papa Putu mung inyak si tekalong amibang mo?
Niya
papa?
No.
No.
1973 mi tekalong akta. Yan. Kanan nakira. Tekalong ati matiw tekalong sinya alam. Tekalong niya ngayon. Agulan. 20 years si Perlibo kuping mi inyong alam. 1920 mi kuping mo kami. 1942 misa muling naga.
Before they got married, he lived over there from 1920 to 1942.
Yes, what I'm asking is...
he never lived with them when they were living at Putu.
But your mother went with her father, your grandfather, your grandmother, and the other children from Prudhoe Bay to Umiat, or the Ukpikpuk River near Umiat. The whole family left Prudhoe Bay and went to Umiat.
It's not Umiat, it's...
Near Umiat. Or not?
No. But in Nooks, it's like Prudhoe.
It's on Chib River. That's what they call the Chib River. Ukpikpuk River. Right now it's Arnold Brower Senior's fishing camp. She's buried there.
And that is on the Ukpikpuk River.
Uh-huh.
And what is the name of the place?
Here.
The name of the fish.
They got chip 1, chip 2, chip 3 all along the river. I don't know what they call it. There's a whole bunch of fishing camps up there.
Arnold Cook, any guy.
It's Arnold Brower Senior's fishing camp. He's got a cabin up there.
Okay, we can ask him that. So she moved there with the family and met her husband there.
Sinigaw ka sa ngayon, Papa, katin nga niyo.
Pani. Anak to, piyani, kungan.
Tapang nga meros?
Eh, tapangi. Okay nga meros.
She said she met my father about Sumi?
Anak to Wak River.
Anak to Wak River. And they spent a year up
there. Si David, apiyak tapang kungan.
That was when her older brother David died. At an October River.
Akhalir, pick any children.
Not too far from Akhalik. Akhalir.
Do you have any photos of the house at Prudhoe Bay?
She's at the picture that she recently took. It's a North.
Ah, yes, but you have there are no photographs which were taken when the house was lived in.
No, I don't think so. She said one of her friends might have a picture. Margaret's husband took some pictures over there.
They're
with their family.
And where is
she lives at North.
Joanne Dalia.
Her name's Joanne Dalia. She was born not too far from where she lived. She was born at Point Thompson.
And what is her name, Joanne?
Joanne Darlang.
I live in Wilshire right now.
And that is Margaret's daughter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oldest daughter.
Oldest daughter.
She said she was born around that area and she grew up to be a daughter.
Uh-huh. Okay, now, from the archaeological excavation, is we have a plan of the situation as it was excavated, showing the coastal beach, the sea, the Beaufort Sea, and here is the remains of your father's sod house with some areas excavated. Here the ice cache, the sod pit, the same that I showed you yesterday.
That guy who excavated that place, he never got into the cellar because it was full of water.
Yes. Yeah. Well, my question is, this drawing here is what we call a midden. This is where all of the trash and garbage and so forth is thrown.
Mm-hmm.
Now, did your mother's family use this midden here on the edge of the beach?
She's at around the stream, right here.
Just around the stream?
Yeah. There was a big, a deep stream right there where they threw away their waste.
So then, and they threw none of their waste over the edge of the beach?
No, she said it's around here, right here. She said they never put their waste by the beach or along the beach.
And then another thing that was found was here, a rubbish pit just in the front and to the side of the house. And there were prune pits and tent pegs and all of that sort of thing found in that garbage pit. Did her family have a rubbish pit there?
A rubbish?
Yeah, a rubbish pit, garbage pit here, this black drawing.
She said mostly the bones of the animals that they got, they put in here.
Uh-huh. Very good. And another question which I had concerns the place of your father's tools. You drew this for me yesterday and indicated that this was the place for all your father's tools and things.
Uh-huh. All his personal and tools.
Yes. Now, were all his tools and personal things in some sort of chest, on drawers, on shelves?
Yet she said there was a chest on the floor and had some shelves on top.
Had some shelves. Can you remember how many shelves?
She said there was a cupboard right here too.
Ah.
She said there was only one shelf right here on top.
One shelf for her father's things.
And there was a chest on the floor.
And a chest on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Is this the same chest that was put in the bottom of the ice cellar?
All the usable stuff, and the ones that were not usable, they left in the house.
Yeah.
She said inside the cellar they had a place to put, they had shops inside the cellar to put hunting gear or other usable stuff that could be stored.
I see. Yes, another question on that is, your mother indicated that here was a storage place for her mother's things. Was that on shelves as well?
Just cooking utensils.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But was that on a shelf? Was that in a chest?
There was a chest right here too and some shelves.
Some shelves.
She said they made shelves out of the things that they got from the boat. She said they were mostly wooden boxes that they brought in with the food.
I see.
And
yes,
they
yes.
used for a couple of cups. She said they never put the food in the cardboard boxes in those days, only in boxes. Wooden boxes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And could you indicate on this map the placement of Mark Ulak's house?
She said they never left anything inside the house.
Inside Mark Ulak's house?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She said when they left, both of those houses were still standing up.
Mm-hmm.
She said she thinks the people that excavated that house, they tore that house down.
No, that's not correct.
She said she don't know who did.
Because when the archaeologist got to the site, there were no surface features at all.
Mm-hmm.
Either at her house or Mark Ulak's house.
She wonders who took down the house. There was a bunch of balls all around the house when she died a couple years ago. 2 years ago.
Yes, that's quite possible, because from the map which Dave Derry made, there was another structure here.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about this yesterday, and your mother said that there was never a house there when she lived, mm-hmm, at the Prudhoe Bay site. So this house must have been after the Pausana family left Prudhoe Bay. So there were people in the area and using the area and bringing in wood, driftwood, and so forth from the sea.
She said maybe the Akuchuks might have built this.
Yeah, quite possibly.
Uh-huh.
Quite possibly.
Huh? 1939, she said around 1939, the Akuchik's family spent the winter there.
Yeah, then that probably belongs, uh-huh, to them, yes. Uh-huh. Yes. But when the archaeologists arrived, there was nothing left of either a house here or of the wood structure, uh-huh, from your mother's house. And in fact, the only wood that was found was wood underneath the foundation of the wall. Concerning the tent which you used in the summertime, where was the tent stored during the winter?
Inside their porch.
And did you leave the tent at Prudhoe Bay when you left?
They took the tent with them.
Uh-huh.
They left during the summertime. Sometimes they would put the tent on top of the cache, right next to the cellar.
Yeah. And where on that map, or even better still, where on this map would be the scaffold cache that you talked about yesterday?
Right here. Sometimes they would put their tent right here.
And where did you do the butchering of seals in the summertime.
Right next to the cellar. She said they made dried meats right there in that location. In the meat they saved, they would put in the ice cellar.
Yeah. You mentioned your father taking the whaling boat to Barrow for supplies and bringing the supplies back along the coast to Prudhoe Bay. Did he do this every year?
She said her father would leave during the summertime when they're expecting the North Star, just about when they're expecting the North Star. Every year, she said they would sometimes come into Barrow in July and they would go back after the North Star leaves. She said sometimes her and Mark would follow.
And how long did the journey take?
She said when the weather is really nice, they would travel with a motor,
outboard motor.
For a couple of days. It would take a couple of days when it's nice.
Uh-huh. And how old were you when you first came to Barrow?
How old were you when you came to Barrow?
16 or 17.
And were the people living in this part of Barrow, or were the people still living up on the old village at Ukiahvik?
She said there were only a few houses and the church, the old church was standing, and the other big house was She said there were small houses all over.
The small sod houses?
Mm-hmm.
And did these small sod houses have a underground tunnel way?
If really to walk the Makwa, a tag one.
No, then sing Tatuachua, Piganing Milu, Mangaru.
She said after those houses were gone, she came to bear.
I learned Akagaman in Yunga Bluni, Tabumi, Bluni, Lumi, Tamakunan in Yungar. Lumi given in Yokahan.
She said her mother grew up here, but she mostly stayed at Nubuk, her mom.
So your mother does not remember, does your mother remember any of the old sod houses still being lived in?
She said she don't remember those kind of houses. She said her father never grew up here. He grew up at Utokak, in between Point Lay and Wainwright.
Uh-huh. And
she said her parents met here at Bear and they got married.
And how do you see the people here in Barrow, or when you were a girl, did you see the people here in Barrow as being different from yourself or being the same?
The man who had come in a lit in you near that, in you near that, a long of a knock a thing of a lock bar or chronic. She said it was different. Ochronic, in our pushy ironic, a congratulate. Even a European. She said most of the houses that she went into were using kerosene.
Can, coffee can,
or.
Seal oil.
Oh, they use seal oil.
And how did she call the people here in Barrow? Did she call them by a specific name?
She said they first used to call it Uqtiyarvi, and then later on they changed it to Uqtiyarvi. She said the people that used to live here, I mean, they used to come here to hunt owls. She said there used to be a big community at Nuuk. And they used to come here and hunt for owls only.
And is that how the old village got its name?
Mm-hmm. They used to call it Uqtiyarv first, and then later on they changed it to Uqtiyarv.
When your father went to across Ireland, and then later when you were 10 or 11 years old, they caught two whales. Was your father a member of a whaling crew?
Happen walk across Ireland, Mungman. Avangman alert.
Alanik Mutkavini Wanga Avakat good, Tigutat good, Savat good, Ulat good. Avangat Ruluvi Avakshirang,
Mangavakshirang.
Apa. 1921,
she said her father had the whaling gear. And also nanny with his parents.
So he had regular crew then?
Uh-huh. He brought people from here to Cross Island.
Ah, he brought people from Barrow to Cross Island.
Summer, August.
To do the whaling there.
Family. He was family.
Family.
Nannywood's parents, Akpiks, and her folks,
Tigutatkut,
Margaret, her older sisters-in-laws, Tigutaks, and Avakanas,
Avakatkut,
Lord Avakanas' parents,
Tigutatkut,
Savakatkut,
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 Puram Lupinit, that given it to it. I see. Shamin Namik, Ilangit Aswak Kut, Aswak, Mark Aswak, father.
Also Aswak's, Mark Aswak's parents.
Ilangit Utikhlutik, Utkavinu, Ilangit Kavan Mukut.
She said after they split, some came back to Barrow, and then some went to
Kuan Mukutikashi Savat Kut.
And Savak's family,
Paninok.
And Paninyo and his family moved to Pano Point.
And did your father bring these people together every year?
Okay, do I manu attach me go or not?
No. She said
after they got the well, that some people came back here.
I see Utigamat over that given Purubami is to pay you out of among up.
She said her family stayed at Purubay.
Yes. And did they only get the crew together to go whaling one time or many times? Do you know or have you ever heard of a site called Sira Khruk? She's named after that place. Sirak. Isaac's wife. That lady you met last time. Yeah, she's named after that place.
Sirak.
Yeah, Sirak. Her name is Sirak.
And have you ever been there?
She thinks that this is Flaxman Island. That's Eskimo name for Flaxman Island.
Ah, but this, that may be the Eskimo name for Flaxman Island, but this is a site near Wainwright, between here and Wainwright.
There's a place called Sinyarok in between here and Wainwright.
Ah, and how do you spell that properly?
Sinyarok.
Yeah, should there be an N there?
I know that place, Sinyarakaro.
Have you?
I've been there before.
You've been there?
We've been there when we were small.
Because we used to go camping with my parents.
1961.
Been here. We used to go over there.
Ah, very good.
We've been there only once.
Because I remember going there during summertime, go camping.
Off summer.
Oh, very good.
Not too far from that place.
Mm-hmm. Is we have a fellow on our crew who has been excavating near there, and he would very much like to talk to you.
I think that's going to be possible because I'll be leaving tomorrow.
Well, you're leaving tomorrow as well. Another question. Nina Pausana, is that?
Oh, no, that's Nana Pausana.
Nana.
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 That's Nana's mom, Nana.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
She lives in Nooksook as well.
No, that's
her
daughter.
My in-law.
It's your in-law.
She's in-law, my passionate wife. Nanny passionate. Going home.
She'll be going home today.
Is she in Barrow?
I just took her to the airport at lunchtime.
Uh-huh.
Supposed to be leaving about 2 o'clock.
Supposed to be leaving about 2 o'clock?
No, 3.
3?
No, 2, yeah. 2 o'clock.
So she will be in Nooksook this week, about now.
Mm-hmm.
Because she has, she owns a block of land here in Barrow.
Yes, she does.
Yes,
yeah, right out there.
Yes,
by the
site.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We would very much like to talk to her to get her permission to go onto her land to do our survey. That if it's possible, we'd like to send one of our people out to talk to her to get her permission, so that we can work on that piece of land which is hers up by the old site. Wonderful, thank you. And then moving on.
I know.